So training camp, obviously, you've done this before, and we've talked to you in the off season, and here we are in camp. Let me ask you, favorite thing about training camp and least favorite thing about training camp?
My favorite thing about training camp is just being around the guys again. We had that month break where everybody kind of went their own way. And, you know, to be together for a month from, you know, 6 in the morning till 9 at night, you know, it's fun, you know, just being around the guys, being around everybody's different energy, different kind of personality. That's a lot of fun getting to know guys. And the worst part of training camp is being around everybody 24/7. You know, no one really gets in a lot of fights here, scuffles, disagreements. You know, guys argue here and there, but just kind of after a while, when you're 3 weeks in, you know, the dog days of camp, you know, seeing the same guy, going against the same guy every single day, it kind of rubs on you, and it's tough, but, you know, it's awesome at the same time. I mean, it's what training camp's all about. It's building camaraderie, building teamwork, and really starting to mesh. So, it's part of it. You got to get used to it, and, you know, when you look back on it, you know, towards the regular season, when you're halfway in the regular season, you're definitely glad that you formed the bonds you did in training camp.
I always hear these funny stories about things that happen when you guys are staying in the same hotel and on the same floor, pranks that you guys play on each other. Some guys maybe more so than others. Do you have a favorite memory from camp, bunking with all your teammates?
I just know guys, you know, like the knock and run, you know, in the middle of the night when it's past curfew. I don't know how much, you know, no one's ever done it to me, so I don't really know who does it or how often, but, you know, guys will say that they were getting prank calls in the middle of the night, stuff like that. So, you know, most guys are, you know, too wiped out after a long day to really be, you know, pranking a whole lot, but some guys still, you know, Kush, he's a big culprit of it. But I haven't had anybody, you know, knock on my door in the middle of the night or prank call me, thank God. It'll probably come, you know, now that I just jinxed it. But it's all fun and games, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully nobody calls you out on that.